And the other thing that was in this game, and again, moving forward, it's not something that I anticipate to happen every week, but Kyle Shanahan got out coached.
Mm-hmm.
The Niners got out coached everywhere. Flores and kind of a Kevin O'Connell, who are a terrific duo, outcoached the hell out of them. And the other thing that keeps rearing its ugly head with this team, special teams.
Special teams.
You get a punt blocked, you give up 3 points, you muff a punt that you're lucky to get back. That could have been a disaster. So just these little things that keep happening. And if you don't have the Avengers there, and right now they're down two, Debo and CMC are both going to be out for a while. These little things are going to eventually start to catch up with you. And they did in week two.
Yeah. You're hard pressed to, win a game when you have a turnover on special teams, which is what I would consider a punt block, right? That's a turnover. Again, you watch it back, and for whatever reason, Robert Beal and Demetrius Flanagan fouls. I don't know if it was a miscommunication on their part. I don't know if it was just an error in block scheme. Not sure. But, you know, you can see Robert Beal watching CJ Ham as he's 2 yards past him and about to block the punt.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about Kyle Shanahan's tenure. They've just never been a good special teams team, which is wild, especially with the level of talent that they have on this team. You should be able to field a pretty decent special teams coverage unit and all of that with them, a number of athletes that they have on this team. Brian Schneider, you know, fielded a top five special teams in Seattle. Don't know how he did that because it hasn't really translated here. I don't know if it's in need of another coordinator. I know Kyle Shanahan. I think if you were to sit Kyle Shanahan down and give him some truth serum and say, Kyle, how do you feel about special teams? I genuinely believe his answer would be, I don't give a shit. Right. Like, it just certainly seems like he doesn't care at all about special teams. Not, you know, it's like the exact opposite of Bill Belichick, who cared a lot about special teams.
That's infuriating. And I don't know that you're wrong, but that's an infuriating statement to me because they might've lost the Super Bowl because of it. Mm-hmm. And Bill Belichick did put an emphasis on it. And he made sure he had people like Matthew Slater on as one of the best special teams players of all time on his team. He made sure he always had a Vinatieri and a Gostkowski, kickers like that. He made it a huge emphasis, all three facets of the game. And you may be 100% right, because it doesn't seem like it gives a shit. Yeah. So to have that mindset and have it keep biting you in the ass over and over and over and over again is frustrating. Again, I don't think they're going to go 7-10 this year. I'm not saying that, but we're also not talking about, I don't give a shit if they win 11 games this year. I give a shit if they win the Super Bowl. I don't care if they win. I don't care if they go 15-2. At this point, this team has to win the Super Bowl. So when you have these little things that keep happening and they over and over again, it doesn't look like it's fixed. And you just saw a punt go off somebody's leg and a missed extra point that literally cost you the championship however many months ago. It's frustrating as hell. And I think fans are there. And listen, it's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to get pissed at a week two loss. It doesn't mean you think the sky is falling. It doesn't mean you think they're a bad team. It doesn't mean Kyle's a bad coach. It doesn't mean any of that. Right. It just means you didn't like what you saw in week two. I mean, do you think there's some issues that they have to correct? And as a fan, you have every right to say that. You have every right to voice that. So, and that's what we're doing here. And I hope fans feel like they can do that wherever. And so I don't, people on social media can be assholes, but wherever you want to do that, you have a right. If you're pissed at that game and there was a lot to be pissed about, you have a right as a fan to say, that's kind of bullshit. And I'm tired of these contracts and I'm tired of the special teams. And I don't know what the coaching game plan was there. It's okay, man. It was frustrating. It's if that's where your head is, that's where your head is.
Yeah, and you know, the sky isn't falling. The 49ers had a short week, right? They played on Monday night. They had a short week. That is difficult in the NFL. They struggle in that building for whatever reason, or in that state, I should say, not in that building. They do struggle in that building, but that building is newer. But here's the good news. The Lions lost at home to the Buccaneers, and the Cowboys got the shit kicked out of them by the New Orleans Saints. And so the other teams that we thought, you know, could challenge for NFC supremacy, The Eagles being one, they play tonight. We'll see what they look like. They didn't look great against the Packers in that week one Friday night game down in Brazil, but it was week one. They were in Brazil. Like, let's
terrible field conditions.
Yeah, terrible field conditions. You know, let's go ahead and see, you know, kind of what that looks like. Even the Packers, right? We don't know how long Jordan Love's going to be out. They eked out a victory, you know, against all odds this, you know, this past weekend against the Colts. You know, thoughts out to DeForest Buckner, who had looks like he had a pretty significant ankle injury. MRIs came back, nothing broke, but he's going to be gone for a while. And don't like to see that, any former 49er. But also kudos to Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur, I don't think gets enough credit as one of the better coaches in the NFL.
Really good and coach. Yeah.
The fact that they won a game where Malik Willis was their quarterback is pretty damn impressive.
Basically running a college option offense or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly.
Colts couldn't stop anything. Couldn't stop any of the runs.
Yeah. And so, you know, the teams that we thought were going to be there at the end are also having some of their own struggles. So, again, that is part of the good news. You know, obviously, it's just week two. You know, we're not.
It is. You can throw September out in the NFL.
Yeah.
I guess my point with the Niners is the things I was concerned about, there was a big bright light on them in week two. That was it. If they just, you know, something wonky happened or a ball get tipped or they just didn't show up type thing. But it was the things I was concerned about. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is so now which is it? Which way are we going? Or is it going to balance out? That's just kind of where my head is with them right now.
And the other thing that you have to keep in mind with Kyle Shanahan, and again, I'm not saying that this is what is happening, but, you know, he is notorious for holding things back early in the season, right? For him to, you know, use later in the season and in the playoffs. And, you know, the offense that we see in September is not probably going to be the offense that we see in November and December and into January. And, you know, this is a team that lost to the friggin' Bears in September 2 years ago and lost to the Broncos 2 years ago in September. And those two teams were two of the worst teams in the NFL that season. And how did that season end? You know, brutal loss in the NFC Championship game, but still made it back to the NFC Championship game. So, again, you know, just like you can't overreact to week one, we can't really overreact to week two. It's early. Again, in the olden days, this would have been week one of the regular season, right? It's the second week now. There's only three preseason games. We talked about last week being technically the fourth preseason game, right? And so, I don't think there's anything to panic about. The loss of Debo is big. That's going to be tough for the next few weeks. We got to see more out of Brandon Ayuk. We got to see more out of this run defense. And we got to see a little bit more out of Sorensen and Staley when it comes to coverages and making sure that, again, in the future, a guy like Justin Jefferson isn't being covered by two safeties, one of whom is only starting because Hufanga isn't ready, right? George Odom is not a starting safety in the NFL. He is a special teams ace, great and great at it, right? But you're asking him to do too much if you're asking him to cover Justin Jefferson. That's just not fair to George Odom.
And we're gonna find out a lot about Brock Purdy. He can silence a lot of critics over the next couple of weeks, you know, if he plays really well and they win games without Debo and without CMC. So
100%.
It's going to be interesting in Ninerland. It's always interesting in Ninerland. All right. We appreciate everybody listening. Please like, subscribe to the podcast and to our YouTube station. For Brian, I'm Al.
Later.